Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska!
Is that the full poop?
And nothing but the poop.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, October 6, 2022, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, it is 6:25 of the Biden-Harris administration, 32 days until the 22 midterms. Find me on Instagram at TheBobSeska, Twitter BobSeska_go, and our Patreon page is BobSeskaShow.com. And sitting right over there is the Goth Ninja. We're all grumpy and ornery today. So get ready. We were just talking about that before the show. We're all in a pissy mood. Oh, by the way, that's Spicy Jody, Jody Hamilton. She's from the From the Bunker podcast, patreon.com/FromTheBunker. Also, David Ferguson, we call him T-Rex. His music project is Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com to download his music. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I have a... Just something that we had mentioned that we were going to try to get Zola out, the new song that we previewed.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Out by this weekend, but Dave wants to put a guitar part on it. So we are going to.
Guitar players.
I think he can. Yeah, I know. It ruined everything. So just be patient, folks. Yeah, there will be a newer and better version of that song coming. So just please be patient.
So anyone who heard Thursday's show last week heard an exclusive version of that single that will no longer be available in that form. It'll have a new guitar track on it, which inherently makes it different. And that'll be available at astralsummer.bandcamp.com as usual.
Yes, and also on iTunes and Spotify and all of the streaming services. So I'll keep you posted.
Okay, so why are you ornery, David? Why are you feeling pissy today?
Played a show on Sunday. I was trying to do that thing where you control the outcome with your mind. And I was so tense. Yeah. And I was trying to like work so hard that I got all the way to the end and was like, fuck, I didn't have any fun.
Aww.
You know, which
that's
is
no fun.
I know. Yeah, and it sucks when you're like playing like once a year. You know, if like we were playing again next week, I'd be like, okay, awesome. I can, you know, fix it the next show. Mm-hmm. But we do have a show coming up in January, I think. So,
oh, great.
We have a little time to prepare.
And Jody, why are you in a pissy mood today?
Melrose Mac.
What is that? What does that mean?
It's a store here that I have utilized in the past to purchase or get things repaired on my Macintosh computers.
Okay.
The computer that I use for everything except for this show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It had a swollen battery 3 weeks
ago. Swollen battery.
Who knew this could happen?
It was that when I was hosting for Stephanie, I noticed that it was kind of the bottom part was coming apart, you know? And I'm like, ooh, that can't be good.
Did you try to ice it down, maybe some NSAIDs to reduce the inflammation?
Hold on. It gets better.
Okay.
So I look up on the internet and it's like, swollen battery, do not charge, it can explode. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, holy crap, right? So the following Tuesday, I go to Stephanie's, or the next day, actually, I go to Stephanie's, bringing my computer with me to drop off at said store.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, we'll give you a call this week if there's anything else we need to repair. It's a swollen battery, obviously, you know, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So I wait a week, don't hear anything, call them. Well, we're still waiting on the part because of, okay, great. Wait another week, call them. Almost a week and a half later, didn't you get our email? No. what's happening? Well, we have to send it to Texas to Apple. They won't let us repair it.
They won't let them repair it.
This is an authorized Macintosh repair shop, mind you.
All right.
And I said, well, what if I took this to an Apple store? He's like, the same thing. They're just authorized to do it.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, where are we sending it? Texas. Oh, and by the way, they're going to wipe your computer. What?
So, can't they give you a loaner or something?
I have computers. That wasn't the issue. Said, okay, I need to take this home and time machine it because I have all my data backed up, but not everything else. You know, I can't – just having the data backed up doesn't help me with applications or other things. It's just that's the data. And so I'm going to come back. This was on Friday last week. I said, okay. So then I'm crying and swearing. You know, and when women cry and swear, people get very upset. And so I bring it home, start it up. And I put it instead of, you know, how you have your keyboard down on the desk.
Yeah.
I had the display on the desk and the keyboard up and a fan blowing into the opening of the computer to make sure that the battery stayed cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about an hour to back up. Thank God, only an hour. Finished, shut it down, went back to the Mac store. The guy looks at me, goes, I'll take you right now. You know, and I said, so when will I get the computer back? I said, I need it back as soon as possible. And he said, well, you should have it back next week. We're going to send it out today and they should get it. And then it'll take about a day of repair and then they'll send it back. I said, great. Called today. They just got it in Texas this morning.
Excellent.
Apparently your computer walked.
Apparently it walked to Texas. So with the woman in Texas that I spoke to, I said, so I'm assuming they're not going to get to it today. She goes, no, they're not.
No.
She goes, you should get it in 3 to 5 business days. I'm like, oh, great. So that's a month living at not my house. It may come back with it wiped. I don't know. Hopefully it won't, but it might.
Well, let's check in with your computer. They sent me an audio file of what it sounds like right now.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Not good for a Mac, you know.
I've never had problems with a Mac before.
I've never had
a problem with them before. And so this is the first time. And I was like, seriously, people? And then when I called the Macintosh, you know, Apple, because Lonnie and I share an iCloud account. And they're like, well, the name on your iCloud is not Jody Hamilton. I'm like, I don't know what it is.
You know how screwed you are now, Jody? Because every comment under this episode is going to be like, get a PC, man. Why don't you just
Windows PC. Fuck that shit. PCs.
Well, when I talk about my PC blowing up or whatever it does, I always get the comments, well, why don't you get a Mac, Bob? You know, that's what you can expect.
This is the only time I've had an issue with a Macintosh. I still have my 2003. It actually fires up. So,
I can tell you guys one good thing. I'm coming to you from a sparkling clean study/home studio because I can't tell you how many times I've been in here on the show looking at a patch of dust or a spider web that's just out of reach of my headphone cable, and it's just driving me slowly insane. And so last night I was like, not tomorrow, folks. And I vacuumed and dusted and cleaned, and everything is super shiny and clean.
Oh, congratulations. Yay. That's great. No one fucks with a Biden.
No.
We learned that yesterday.
Love it.
The candid moment came as Biden exchanged words with Fort Myers Beach Mayor Ray Murphy, who had just thanked the president for coming to the state. And then the photo is hilarious because Ron DeSantis walks into the frame and he looks like the last little boy at an amusement park with the ice cream cone where the ice cream has fallen off and landed on the ground.
He kind of looks like Augustus Gloop.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what he looks like? I've determined that Cliff Schechter and I had a conversation about this yesterday. Cliff was saying that Ron DeSantis looks kind of like a meatball. And I'm thinking, you know what? He looks more like a giant baby to me.
Like, that too.
Does
Cliff mean an Italian meatball or a Swedish meatball? Or a Vietnamese meatball like you get in your pho?
I need more information.
His last name is DeSantis, so I'm assuming an Italian meatball?
Yeah, maybe.
DeSantis French?
Maybe he's made out of several meatballs, you know? Like he's constructed out of
turkey meatball and a chicken meatball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or bologna.
Well, the good news.
You know, people send you those edible arrangements with all the pieces of fruit that are like too green to eat still.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Which, because if they're ripe, they fall off the little sharp thing.
Right,
so why don't we do this with meatballs? I don't understand. Like, someone could, like for Bob, for your next birthday, I'm sending you a bust of Ron DeSantis made entirely of meatballs.
Well, you guys saw the Ron Johnson poop statue, right? Did we talk about this here? No, I think we talked about it on the after party. Someone made a poop statue of Ron Johnson, and it's going around Wisconsin right now. It's awesome. And it looks just like them, even though it is made out of shit. What
is it, cow shit or horse
shit? It's literally shit. Yeah.
People
it's like
shit.
Shit with a suit on. Yeah. They formed it out
I
of
imagine
poop.
The same skill set that is involved in butter sculpting. And yeah. You know, Wisconsin full of Midwesterners, there's lots of butter carving. Go on.
Yeah, that's right. The butter sculptors are using a new medium to troll Ron Johnson. I love that. So meantime, on the no one fucks with a Biden front, yeah, he said that to a guy, and now it's a big controversy on Fox News. They're all collapsing on their fainting couches now on Fox because, oh my God, Joe Biden said the F word. Stop the presses. It's a shock to the system. We have to turn this into a 12-week news cycle, apparently.
This is what I'm so exhausted by right now. I'm so tired of them. It's like a roommate who is like stopped paying rent, just stays in their room all the time, making a huge mess, uses up everything in the house, never pays for anything.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's fucking time to kick them out.
I know.
And I'm just,
I know.
I mean, we knew he had a potty mouth when the Affordable Care Act was passed.
Yes, no shit.
And we like this in a president, folks.
And by the way, the last guy, you know, bragged about assaulting women, so fuck them.
Yeah, well, I said on Twitter today, Trump is a profanity.
Exactly.
Just his very being is profane and obscene and pornographic and all the rest of it. I mean, not pornographic in the sense of, you know, like Pornhub porn.
Yeah, he's not good looking enough to be on Pornhub.
No, absolutely not.
No, this is
not.
Like the German porn that you see and it makes you doubt that you want to be part of the human race anymore.
Well, the good news is that Joe Biden, because no one fucks with a Biden, Joe Biden is now up to 44% approve, 49% disapprove. That's a 5% difference. I mean, we're on the cusp of being within the margin of error. Like, we're 1 point away from being within the margin of error there. And by the way, just to give you some context, back in July, his disapprove was 57.
Right.
And his approve was 36. Right. You know, the thing is, if he ends up around 50% by the midterms, that bodes very, very well for Democrats.
Yeah.
And of course, we're all watching very, very closely the House races. But speaking of the Senate side of things, I really want to get into Herschel Walker here. We talked about it a lot on Tuesday. Cliff and I talked about it again on Wednesday. But there are new developments here, new observations to make that should be pissing off everyone. I mean, everyone who's not an anti-abortion zealot should be furious about this right now. And it's not just that Herschel Walker is a gigantic hypocrite. It's that the Republican Party and these anti-choice zealots, these anti-abortion zealots, have sold out their alleged closely held religious beliefs. Because essentially what Herschel Walker has done in their own vernacular is that Herschel Walker has paid to have a baby murdered. Let's extrapolate this out beyond the realm of an abortion procedure. In their mind, life begins at conception. That embryo, zygote, fetus is a human being with all the rights afforded to it, etc. So let's say Herschel Walker paid to have an infant strangled in its crib. They're cool with that. They're like, okay, this is fine because, you know, the United States Senate, we want to get to 51 majority here. So, I mean, we got to
support our guy. See, but this gives the lie to all of their bullshit and all their sanctimony and all their like, oh, we're just out to defend the defenseless unborn. No garbage.
Yeah.
You are garbage people who only want power. That's all you care about. And the final analysis, Dana Loesch, all you care about is power.
Yeah.
The power to hurt people who aren't like you and to not have to pay the consequences for your shitty behavior.
Let's talk about Dana Loesch for a second. She's
Whoopi Goldberg curb stomped her, by the way.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
It was beautiful.
I'm sure, because she is so full of shit. And this underscores everything I've been talking about the Republican hypocrisy on this, about how their faith is apparently negotiable. There are two new exceptions now. One has been presented by Herschel Walker. You know, of course, he's opposed to abortion in cases of rape, incest, and a medical emergency. He's opposed to abortion in all circumstances.
Yep.
Except for, whoops.
When it's not a good time for him.
Yeah. When,
yeah, that's why I'm saying That's what I was saying earlier. Every woman who has an abortion from now on, just claim that Herschel Walker's the dad and you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're
Mayo,
all good.
Mayo is spicy on Twitter said, the GOP has decided you can get an abortion if Herschel Walker pays for it. I love that one. That was perfect. Spot on. 100%.
Man, the right new there. Gingrich, man, what a way to close the sale. He's like, well, he's had a lot of concussions.
Yeah, that's like, even more reason not to elect him, Georgia. Thank
so, you.
Know,
of
Thanks
course
for helping.
We need to place him in the highest deliberative body in the country.
Exactly.
You know, because when he can't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's such a fucking joke. And it just shows you how low the bar is for Republican candidates and how high it is for Democrats.
Yep.
We have to fucking, like, jump over the moon while Republicans just basically have to be able to talk for 5 minutes without visibly soiling themselves.
No. We don't know that.
Yeah.
Visibly.
Eh. Well, so we know. So here are the two exceptions now that they're perfectly willing to accept, right? The first one is, whoops, my mistress is pregnant. That's one of them. The next exception is, if we need 51 votes in the Senate, so be it. Murder the baby. Pay to have someone murder your baby. That's fine. If it helps us get to 51 votes in the Senate, that is perfectly okay. Dana Lash said on Twitter yesterday, if true, Walker paid for one broad's abortion, or she said skank on her show.
Yep.
One broad's abortion compared to Warnock, who wants your tax dollars to pay for every broad's abortion as birth control with no limitations.
No.
That's false. There are limitations.
Sorry, but that scrawny, stringy-haired, peaky-faced, eating-disordered, yoga pants and all seasons wearing asshole fucking bitch has got some nerve saying anybody else is a skank.
She said, this isn't a difficult choice and conservatives shouldn't look to the left to validate their vote. I want to control the Senate and you should too. The end. She also said, what else did she say? I don't care if Herschel Walker paid to abort endangered baby eagles.
Yeah, she's
fantastic.
Want
to control the Senate. So literally, Dana Lash doesn't care, even though she actually believes that abortion is murdering a baby. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't care because 51 votes in the Senate. This is an astonishing thing.
She
here.
Wouldn't care if he killed puppies at this point because obviously they support
her.
Dr. Oz.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's a whole other story.
Whoa, Judy.
Yeah.
Well, they don't care. He fucking killed puppies. Fuck that guy.
Oh, by the way, here's the other exception. I said there were two exceptions that they'll accept. Here's a third one. Abortion is okay if there's a threat to the political life of the father. Cliff Schecter said that yesterday on the show. Yeah,
I just
that
want
was
someone to
run.
Pin Dana Lash down and just be like, so where's the line? What about a toddler? If you had to kill a toddler to control the Senate, would you do that?
Exactly.
Would you kill a Capitol police officer? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like, where's the line?
Well, that's what Herschel Walker did. He paid to have a baby murdered. They believe that fetus is a baby and that if you kill that fetus, then that is murdering a human being. That's what drives
because
me
the
nuts.
The night is dark and full of terrors. Mom.
Yes. Well, on the other
burn
hand.
Burn your daughter at the stake if it's going to give us control of the Senate.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if you're a pregnant woman in one of these gulag states, more specifically Texas, Oklahoma, or Missouri, where there are bounty hunter laws in which you can be nabbed by just a rando citizen and sued by that citizen for either getting an abortion or aiding and abetting an abortion. I mean, that's what people are going through right now, women. And yet Herschel Walker has been able to do it. And they're perfectly okay with that. Perfectly accepting of Herschel Walker doing the very thing that is now illegal in so many red states. It's just absolutely breathtaking how they're so willing to just scramble, trip over their own feet, racing to fully embrace the fact that Herschel Walker paid to murder a baby.
There you go. He aided and abetted in the murder of a baby.
Yes. So
I wonder if we can sue him for $10,000.
I don't know. Does the law...
Under the Texas law? Do we know anyone in Texas that can sue Herschel Walker?
I don't know.
This is awesome.
He's a resident of Georgia, though. I wonder... Yeah. Well, I don't know if
he's not! He hasn't been a Georgia resident for years. He's a resident of Texas.
Oh, he is! I didn't know that.
Let's file a class action lawsuit.
There you go. Why hasn't that started? Is it retroactive? Can the law be applied retroactively?
Well, if it's murder.
We should go to the Supreme Court and ask.
There's no statute of limitations on murder, remember?
Why hasn't anyone thought of that yet? Why hasn't that been?
You're not as smart as me.
I know, James is the smartest boy in class.
But, you know, the other frustrating thing in this, and hang on, I'm going to do some tough love here. Why isn't this a bigger deal on Twitter and among Democratic candidates? And I mean, why isn't this being screened from the mountaintop?
It did just happen yesterday.
Well, I mean, it wasn't just yesterday. It's been at least a few days now. I mean, this is a fat, juicy pitch right down the center of the strike zone. I mean, my God, we're going to let this sail on by on top of the fact that there was yet another former Trump administration official who pled guilty to child porn this week. And we're just going to watch that go on by because the Republicans are doing such a great job of distracting their own people, distracting everybody with, oh God, trans people are committing sexual assault in bathrooms, even though it's not happening ever at all, ever.
Don't forget that Joe Biden said fuck. I mean, that's
right.
Too.
Joe Biden said fuck. That's why. That's why no one's.
And Obama got brown mustard on his burger.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis was wearing white rubber boots. So that's
after Labor Day.
After Labor Day. Oh my God.
I know that's a fun story, and we were having fun with it yesterday. But Jesus, this Herschel Walker story to me blows apart the entire abortion argument that they have been playing with for the last 50 years. This whole life begins at conception nonsense. But, you know, we have our firmly held religious beliefs. This means that we can't bake cakes for gay weddings. We can't provide contraception for our employees if you're Hobby Lobby or whoever else, because of your closely held religious beliefs, which are apparently fully negotiable based on politics. I mean, if there's a political concern,
if there's power to be gained.
I'm
sure they're writing it off in their heads as, you know, Will Herschel will support a national abortion ban, which will save thousands and thousands of babies.
Yeah.
So that one baby was the sacrifice.
Yep. I concluded my banter piece this morning by saying, to put it bluntly, get the fuck out the way, Jesus. The Republicans need 51 votes.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's the attitude right there. Screw Jesus. We need to get to 51. That's essentially what Dana Loesch said.
Off the cross, JC. Yeah. We need a pole vault over the limit, the hall into the halls of power.
Yeah. I wrote here also, Lash and similar red hat shriekers are suddenly okay with a candidate paying to murder a baby. Why? Because as Lash said on her show, winning is a virtue. Yes, a virtue that evidently supersedes the life of an unborn baby. Again, that's their terms. To be clear, Lash believes embryos, fetuses are the same as birthed humans and should possess the same rights, but she doesn't care that her endorsed candidate in Georgia paid to kill one. By the way, how do I know she doesn't care? Because she said it on her show. I don't care if Herschel Walker paid to abort an endangered baby eagle. I want to control the Senate. So extrapolated out, if Herschel Walker paid a guy to strangle an infant, I can't emphasize this enough. The moral equivalent of paying for an abortion in Lash's Christian worldview, Lash would seriously still support this campaign? Really? Of a guy who, you know, paid a hitman to wring the neck of a baby. And they're like, okay, well,
Dana
Loesch
is no more a Christian than the Pope is a Jew. I mean, she is
true,
all
yeah.
about cruelty and true, selfishness true. And mm-hmm. violence. And
yeah.
nowhere in the Bible did Jesus ever say, arm yourself against your neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just...
I know. That's the ultimate point in this. The religious aspect of Republican dogma is...
It's all a
horseshit. Yes, it is a prop. It is a means to an end. It ultimately means nothing. They are exploiting religious people. They're exploiting them to take their cash and to get their votes as well. That's secondary. But the main thing is, much like faith healers, which Donald Trump's doing a nice job of replicating that business model, yet we're going to tell you what you want to hear as long as the money keeps flowing in. So keep writing the check, and you can write some, by the way, write some checks to the guy who was an accomplice to the murder of a baby because he needs help in the Senate. So there's that. And that actually happened. Herschel Walker's campaign fundraising went through the roof as soon as that Daily Beast article came out. Like, oh, that guy's been accused of...
He's like, this is an attack. I'm being attacked. It's all lies. It's all bullshit.
Yep.
I don't know this woman. And then...
Yeah, and then we find out that Walker had a birthed child with the woman later on. The woman that he no longer remembers. She's a registered Democrat whose years-long relationship with Walker continued after the abortion, according to the Daily Beast. Her chief concern with revealing her name was because she's a mother of one of Walker's own children, and she wanted to protect her family's privacy as best she could while also coming forward with the truth. And then in parentheses it says, Walker has publicly acknowledged the child as his own. And the woman proved she is the child's mother and provided credible evidence of a long-term relationship with Walker. Plus, I noticed there was an interview with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News Channel and Herschel Walker, where Kilmeade showed the greeting card that Herschel Walker sent to the woman with the $700 for the abortion. And the handwriting is exactly the same as his actual handwriting. In fact, Kilmeade put up a side-by-side comparison between the abortion greeting card. The handwriting of the greeting card matches his handwriting in other greeting cards. And so he's caught and he continues to deny it while at the same time asking for forgiveness. That's some level of pretzel shaped, please help me, but don't blame me for this kind of logic. Herschel also said, he was on with Hugh Hewitt yesterday. He said, why in the world would I not be forgiven of something like that? If that had happened, I would have said there's nothing to be ashamed of there. People have done that, but I know nothing about it.
So he's admitting to it and then denying it.
Yes, he's admitting to it and then hoping to be absolved from having done it.
Is he Catholic? Because only Catholics can get away with that shit because we have confession.
That is true. I don't think he is. But I mean, what he's asking for forgiveness here for is paying to have a baby murdered. That's the thing I can't get past.
If it's okay for everybody, as long as they apologize to Jesus afterwards, why are we even arguing about this?
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, the principle of it, the fact that now, according to Nate Silver at least, Herschel Walker's average of all the polls in Georgia is about 46%. So 46% of Republicans who believe that abortion is murdering a baby are okay with Herschel Walker paying to have a baby murdered. I just want to be clear about this because they set these terms. Because we didn't set up these terms. They set up these terms. And I'm holding them to their own terms, as we all should be.
Bob.
I know. I'm beating a dead horse here. But the fact of the matter is,
the game we would play, can you imagine if Obama had done? I mean, it's like, it just doesn't apply.
Yeah. But
there's never going to be accountability on that level. And it makes me crazy. And it's why I was like, I don't want to do the show today. Because it feels like I'm just screaming into the wind. But go on.
Yeah. Well, you add on top of that the fact that as time goes on here, as we go farther and farther from the Dobbs decision, you're going to find all kinds of people whose lives are going to be ruined by this Supreme Court ruling and the subsequent laws that went into effect as a result of it, especially these bounty hunter laws. How many women are going to be destroyed, ruined financially for a life because they either had an abortion or aided and abetted an abortion in Texas or Missouri or Oklahoma or any of these gulag states?
Well, did you hear about the 14-year-old in Arizona?
What's the 14-year-old in Arizona story?
Okay, so she's got osteoporosis and rheumatoid arthritis. She's been on mifepristone. I forget the name of the drug.
I love your pronunciation of it is perfect. What is it again?
Mifepristone. If I read it, I can read it right, but I don't have it up in front of me. Anyway, she's been on this drug for years, and it's helped with the pain, and she can go to school and, you know, be alive and not in excruciating. Right. So she went to, with her 14 years old, she went with her mother to go get her prescription refilled, and the pharmacist refused under the Arizona law because that drug can induce an abortion.
Yeah.
And she's 14, therefore she's menstruating, therefore she can get pregnant, therefore we won't give you this. Now, she eventually did get the drug. A lot of people that are reporting this story, unlike the president who reported it correctly, she had to wait 24 hours.
Jesus.
Because then her doctor argued and her mother argued, and I think they had to go to a lawyer to finally get her. She's 14. This is the youngest person so far that's been denied life. Not saving necessarily, but life-giving, I would say, medication because it can produce a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And it is used to help abort some pregnancies that are in the like a miscarriage that's not complete, or ectopic pregnancies. It'll help get rid of that somehow. I don't know how, but it does. So it's like this drug is life-saving on so many levels, but because it can, including abortifacient levels, but because it can do that, this poor girl had to wait 24 hours and wasn't sure she was ever going to get these drugs again.
Oh, my God.
She did, thankfully. But that's Arizona's law, which I think was passed in 1860-something.
Yeah.
See, this in particular bothers me because, like, I mean, God bless pharmacists and they're, you know, I know they go through a lot of training and that it's a very difficult and esteemed profession. But for fuck's sake, you are not my moral arbiter. You are my pharmacist.
Yeah. But they're worried about the
it's
law.
It's between me and my doctor and my higher power. And
no, but honey, the law in Arizona explicitly prohibits abortion. Yeah. Therefore, in any case, therefore, if there's a drug there, and there are so many out there that could potentially cause a miscarriage, that's an abortifacient.
This kid, you can look at the kid's medical record on your chart and see that she's been getting this drug on a monthly basis probably for the last several years.
And
she's clearly not getting it to get an abortion.
No, and there was another woman in Texas who is gay. And was denied her rheumatoid, same drug, I believe, because of the Texas law. And she's like, I'm gay. I ain't getting pregnant, you know.
Wow.
See, men can get it, I'm sure, with the same diseases, you know, because, you know,
well,
no
of course.
Problem.
It's not an issue for them. So my view now, ladies in these states, if it becomes a hardcore issue, have your fathers and brothers, unfortunately, have to give you a drug. Then if you do miscarry, unbeknownst to you.
Yeah.
Now they're aiding and abetting a murder. I mean, this is so fucked up. It's just like it's our brain. Ow.
It's fucking medieval. It's like fucking living in Iran or some shit. Like
Oh, and fuck Marsha Blackburn and all those fuckers saying, oh, let's support the women in Iran. You don't even support the women fucking here, asshole.
Yeah, really. Yeah. When are you going to start supporting the women at home, Marsha? I just, you know.
The bottom line is that if you want to have an abortion or if you need to help someone have an abortion, all you got to do is, after you're done, run for Senate as a Republican. And free and clear, you'll be.
Yeah. Or
in
just,
and out.
Like I said earlier, say Herschel was a daddy.
Yeah.
These he won't fuckers. Remember. He's had a lot of concussions. He doesn't know who he's fucked.
Yeah. Just ask Newt Gingrich.
Jesus.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Which is exactly why he deserves to be in a position of extreme power.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, making decisions.
Who has major head injuries. Let's do that.
Let's put him in this exclusive club of 100 Americans that can make decisions that affect all of us.
Oh, and also he has multiple personality disorder. So let's get all of him in there.
Jesus. All of me. Why not take all of me?
Exactly.
But you guys see. But you guys know that his poll numbers are going to go up, right? I mean, I'm just saying that this is the Republican Party now.
I know.
It doesn't matter what the person does. If they're in trouble, their poll numbers are going to go up. His fundraising already has, as I said. So why wouldn't the poll numbers follow too? Of course they will. All right, so Donald Trump had another short circuit. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. This is a fun one. This is, you know what this gets?
Keep America gay.
Yeah, this is like, this is going to get our lullaby music because, oh my God.
It's Ben Carson-ish?
So, yeah.
Sleepy Trump?
So sad and so slow and so low energy.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to play that here in just a second. Also, we have this tape from The Good Liars. Have you heard of The Good Liars? It's a great Twitter account where they go around and they interview Trump supporters at rallies and so on. And I normally don't play those because it's too easy to just go after stupid idiot Trump supporters, red hats at the rallies.
Yeah, but, okay.
But this one is my this is one of my exceptions because this person is merely repeating exactly what Fox News has been saying about the rainbow fentanyl.
Oh, that God, I
huge,
heard this, yes.
Yeah,
God.
Conspiracy theory or whatever the fuck it is. So we're going to play that clip coming up here in a few minutes and a whole lot more on our big Thursday show as we roll along. Meantime, Here's the best way to listen to this show without all of the commercial interruptions. Just go right now to our Patreon page at bobseskashow.com. Scroll down to the link for the ultimate edition of the podcast and sign up for just $15 per month. In exchange for that hugely generous support, we're going to give you a completely commercial-free version of the Tuesday show, the Wednesday show, the Thursday show. No more commercials for you. Plus, you're going to get the Shadow Docket show every Tuesday and Thursday. But wait, there's more. You're also going to get the Friday After Party podcast with me and Kimberly Johnson included in that level of support, all for just $15 a month. $15 a month, you get everything we have to offer. The free show, the commercial free show, the Shadow Docket, the After Party, everything, and it's all right there on our Patreon page, bobseskashow.com, and we thank you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Bob Seska!
Sorry, yeah. I just got a little shiver.
I love this guy. He's a producer, he's a songwriter, he's a musical genius. This is Three Mind Blight.
Yeah.
Gonna hear a lot more from Three Mind Blight. We played a song a while back. In fact, the summer of 2021, our song of the summer was a Trisette Three Mind Blight song. And this is a song here just by Three Mind Blight. It's called Halo. I got a link in the description. ThreeMindBlight.com. It's the numeral three. It's just the number three, MindBlight.com. There you go. BobSeska.com/music to submit your work to the show. And as we've been doing, we're going to play all of these indie bands at the end of the free show. So you'll get two songs as a bonus at the end of the free show from now on. So there you go. All right, moving along here. Donald Trump melted down again. This is happening more and more often. And it wasn't a surprise this time around, because this time he seemed so sleepy. His teeth weren't working correctly. He was a little bit slurry.
With the United States moment.
Yes, it was a little bit like that. You have to really listen to it. But yeah, there was something going on with his teeth too. But the main thing was he had another meltdown, like when
Truth Central.
Like when he did that, or when he said gay.
We have to keep our country gay.
Or when he talked about favorite. Or when he talked about action replays and magnified fortune.
And they just like baseball now and football, they do action replays and magnified fortune. They have a fashionable magnified tape.
A fashionable, magnified...
They're fashionable tape.
Tape. He says really small. He does the small tape.
He's Wile E. Coyote, who just looked down right at that moment and realized that he is treading in midair and has no idea where to go. Tape. Yeah.
But at least in those clips, he sounds like he's got a little, I don't know, verve. Like he had his couple of Diet Pepsis before the rally or whatever it was. But this time, man, it sounds like they just woke him up from a nap before he did this rally yesterday. Here's his.
I feel like we need Noel Kassler here to tell us exactly what the combination of drugs is. You know?
I know. It's all kinds of shit going on in there. The guy's a chemical factory. Here he is yesterday trying to say the words Biden administration, but there's something that happens before it that's kind of funny. So we're going to have to break this up a little bit.
No teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children without parental consent.
Yeah, he said without parental consult.
Teach transgender to our children. What is that exactly?
Who teaches transgender to their children? Is that a class?
I don't know, but it happens without parental consult. I don't know.
Parietal what?
Listen to this again. Listen carefully to the parietal consult.
No teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children without parental consult.
Without parental consult.
Without parental consult.
Yes.
Is he doing his imitation of Tom Brokaw? Has he been listening to Stephanie?
He's doing his imitation of Larry Kudlow.
Greenland is a strategic place up there. And they got a lot of valuable
minerals.
Now, come on, I'm just saying the president knows a thing or two about buying real estate.
I'm so tired.
Low interest rates, no inflation, virtually no inflation, Chuck. So I
always have to go to you because I'm seeing two of you, Chuck.
Chuck and Todd?
Yes, it was Dana Perino he was talking to. Looks nothing like...
Yeah, it was
like-
Dana Perino. It wasn't even Chuck Todd.
It wasn't Chuck Tepper.
No, it was Dana Perino.
You're right, Jody. It was Dana Perino, and he calls her Chuck Todd. And he doesn't even say...
Does she have janky bangs? Is that it? Or does she have a goatee? What is going on?
Janky bangs,
Dana Perino's struggle bangs.
I think Janky Bangs is the name of the show today. Thank you, Jody. Jody, yes. Why am I playing that? That's okay.
I don't know, but I love it every time.
It's that button's right next to the applause button, so there. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, we were in the middle of this.
Let's hear the fresh meltdown. Fresh hell.
Yeah, here we go. Here's that meltdown from the start again. Here we go.
No teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children without parental consent. No, nobody has to have parental consent. And we will totally oppose the Biden administration. This administration. The Biden administration.
The Biden administration. This administration. Oh,
but then he said no one should have parental consult.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's.
I'm telling you, these moments are when a COVID clot like crosses over the blood brain barrier.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's so lucky to be alive. I mean, Jesus.
No. Nobody has to have parental consent, and we will totally oppose the Biden administration. This administration, the Biden administration.
Oh my
He's
God!
He's totally like I hear the capillaries in his brain screaming for help. You know, like.
Oh, don't.
And people give Joe Biden shit. The man is a known stutterer.
I know.
And so it's difficult sometimes, even when he's reading and he's practiced, it's, you know, certain words are more difficult than others. And if you're under stress, it gets harder. So Donald Trump doesn't have a stutter. He just has Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. But ex-president's trying to sleep.
Donald Trump doesn't have a stutter. He just has the stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Let's play this with his lullaby music behind it, huh?
No teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children without parental consent. No.
And they clap.
Nobody has to have parental consent. And
nobody
we will totally
to
oppose the Biden administration. This administration.
Oh, my God. So that's twice. Is he falling out again?
Twice right there, he almost fell asleep in the middle of that run.
Is he doing the United States like his teeth are starting to fall out?
I don't think so. But it is.
No.
There is a little bit of that. If you listen to the rest, and I think, Rex Chapman and Asen and Aaron Rupar, I think they all posted clips of this. So you can find clips. It's like a bright red background that Donald Trump's face almost merges into because of his pancake makeup. It's like it's all one shade of red straight across.
I gotta go find that.
Yeah, go look at it because there are other clips in which he's like a little small whispering. Just like, I don't have more energy. Anyone have an energy bar? Some Gatorade, please.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's just like, oh my God, what's wrong with him? Someone poke him in the head with a stick, make sure he's still. Does anyone have a mirror? Can you put a mirror
blue
under his
pill
nose?
Day, you know?
I know. Oh yeah, I mentioned that Good Liars video talking to this red hat at a Trump rally about rainbow fentanyl. And how apparently the drug dealers are like, fuck making money. We're just in this to give away fentanyl to kids.
Yep. Because that's what they're known for.
Yes. Because it's not one of those situations where you give a free sample to a potential addict and get them hooked and coming back. We're talking about children who are trick-or-treating with their parents. There's no business model in what they're hypothesizing here. It's absolute.
If you're a drug dealer and you're trying to remain inconspicuous, you definitely want to kill a bunch of neighborhood children.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then also you want all the parents to know exactly where the kids got the rainbow fentanyl.
Right, because he's giving it away at his home.
Yes, because you want to be arrested and thrown into a federal penitentiary for the rest of your life. That's exactly what most drug dealers want. I mean, I've watched Breaking Bad and it's all over the place and that show. It's like Walter White just can't wait until he's arrested.
Oh, God, yeah.
No. This isn't happening. So here's this ridiculous interview with this woman who just believes everything she hears on Fox News Channel. Big mistake. Big mistake right there.
You get a bag like this at Halloween, do not take it. It's fentanyl. It'll kill you.
Drug dealers, a lot of times, they want to sell their drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, not if they're coming over here to destroy our country.
And then so the drug dealers have houses that the kids will come and knock on the door on, and then they'll give that to them?
I'm thinking that's how it's going to happen, yeah.
So drug dealers would be giving away...
not drug dealers, the illegals that are here.
Oh, here we go. Okay, see, I know where this is going.
Because they came over from Mexico. Right?
Yeah, this is Joe Biden's fault. This is Joe Biden and his open borders.
The fentanyl itself is rainbow colored. It's a rainbow powder or it's a rainbow pill.
Yeah,
what's happening?
It's tablets, and they're multicolored, like Smarties. Remember the Smarties? The Smartie, they were like sweet tarts in a little plastic.
Yeah, the
roll.
Worst candy ever.
Oh, you I used to. Oh my God, are you kidding me? I used to love those things. You know what we used to do?
Hate Smarties.
This is how dumb I was when I was in ninth grade. There was a bunch of us in the back of the class who would take those Smarties and then grind them up into a powder and then snort them. Is what we do. Not smart, but it was a great way to get a fun sugar.
This is exactly what's happening here. You guys, like, these people are grown up now, and they think the rainbow fentanyl is in the room with us right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, show us on the doll where the rainbow fentanyl touched you.
Right. All right. Let's continue with this here.
Be giving away
at drug dealers, the illegals that are here.
They're making a big deal over the fact that Joe Biden's got open borders, and look at all the fentanyl that's coming in, even though I've got two dozen tweets from Republicans talking about how there's been record amounts of fentanyl seized at the border thanks to Joe Biden's border patrol.
Right.
But yet there's still things
to
be...
But that's bad.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get to our cities where it belongs.
And also they're seizing them at points of entry. It's not like they're coming over. They're seizing them at border crossings.
Right. It's not just coming back from here. Uh-huh. Like... I just.
It doesn't make any sense. All right, here we go. More of this.
Cross because Biden has our border wide open.
There it is.
Okay, so the illegals that have houses that then the kids are coming to knock on the illegals' houses, doors that and they're drug dealers that are giving the children their drugs.
Look at Fox News. All you gotta do is watch an episode of Fox News.
And Fox News will tell you that the
it's coming across our borders, it's going into our playground.
And they're gonna be giving it away during Halloween.
Yes.
They're gonna give it away.
No, they won't.
It's just amazing.
They have a business.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm going trick-or-treating. I can resell that shit.
They're giving away synthetic heroin. Why not? Why wouldn't you go now?
Look, I have some back pain. I could use some. I mean.
My God. That is absolutely fucking ludicrous. That is ludicrous of the highest order and proof that they will fucking believe anything they hear as long as it's on Fox News Channel.
Well, didn't she say watch an episode of Fox News like it's its own show? Not a show on Fox News. Watch Tucker Carlson or watch this or watch... No, just watch an episode of Fox News like, ooh, what's on next week's Fox News?
Yeah, totally indicates that they're paying attention, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it just makes me so sad. Their brains are so. I mean, it's like they don't. They probably have like a 400-word vocabulary.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah.
It is really sad.
It's just like, and they're getting jerked around by their fear and their anger.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
by a bunch of billionaires and millionaires. Yeah.
That's the.
They would never allow them in their home or to take their fentanyl from them. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Roger Ailes planned from the beginning. Yeah. He saw people like that, and they're like, and he was like, well, no one's representing them in the news media. So here, I'm willing to do it. They're malleable. We can shape them into what we want them to be through our propaganda. So let's do it. And there's a business model there. We can make money with that. This is an untapped marketplace that no one has bothered to deal with. And so I'm going to step into that vacuum. I'm going to step into that void and do the thing.
In the late 60s, he was talking to Nixon about starting a television network called GOP TV.
Of course. Of course
and
he was.
Then it turned into Fox News eventually. But that's what the idea was. Well, let's have GOP TV so that we can get our talking points out. You know, I mean, that's where it started. Roger, all of those motherfuckers.
For most of the 20th century, the Republican Party was largely considered to be just the loyal opposition. That was their place. They were the opposition party that would
I would have voted for Ike.
Yeah. That would the Republicans, especially in Congress, were there just to keep the Democratic majority in check.
Fuck them. They've been racist since the Dixiecrat thing in the 60s.
Yeah.
I just...
Right. No, they turned in the 60s. People. Yeah, they turned in the 60s.
They've been like sort of distilled now down to their essence. They've stopped saying the quiet part quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They started saying it out loud and given themselves permission to live in their most racist, hateful, grievance-filled, angry selves.
Yeah.
Well, I blame Reagan. Everybody blames Gingrich. I blame Reagan.
I think a lot of Americans in their distracted, narcissistic lives don't realize that if you vote for Republicans or if you decide to stay home and not vote at all, the alternative to the Democratic Party, let's say you're pissed off at the Democratic Party because of inflation or whatever reason, if you're voting against the Democratic Party, what you're voting for is the rise of this fascist idiocracy. And I don't think people realize that. I don't think that's understood by quite a few swing voters. And that's what's terrifying to me.
People are traveling and spending money in hotels. And those are luxury things. Those aren't necessities.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And people went on vacation this summer when gas prices were still kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if we're still spending on luxury items as a consumer class, then what are you fucking bitching about? And fuck OPEC Plus. Fuck those guys. And I think the president is going to, there's a potential where he goes, okay, Saudi Arabia, we're going to stop helping you with weapons.
But they're willing to tempt the rise of fascism in this country because things cost a little bit more, apparently.
And that's temporary. We know it's going to go. I mean, granted, I don't think I'm ever going to see less than $6 a gallon in California, still it's like, it's transitory. We can all, abortion rights are more important. Democracy is more important.
Yeah, no shit. No
See,
shit.
The problem is that the other side is getting told that we are the existential threat to democracy.
You're not wrong.
We are the fascists.
That's gaslighting. Yeah. Don't be susceptible to that. Don't believe that shit because they're just doing the, I know you are, but what am I gambit. That's the entire strategy there. Mix it all up. So if we're all just full of shit, then no one is. See how that works? Mm-hmm. That's how that works. But it's always both sides are just screaming and they're all the same.
It's rabbit season, duck season.
Exactly. It's such nonsense. It's such gaslighting. And I'll be honest with you. You know, I've internalized that a couple of times where I've gone like, well, what? I don't, how do you, but, you know, it's,
you can, you do.
It's that. That's how I respond. And then I go, oh, I know what they're doing. Oh, okay, stop. Don't worry, Bob. It's okay. They're just gaslighting us. And the fact is we have to stand firm in the reality. And I think the reality, and this is partly why I think some never Trumpers are very important in the context of this debate, that the reality is that the Trump people, the Trump supporters, the red hats, the people who voted for Donald Trump in 2020 and 2016, they're out of their minds. They have been led down this road of propaganda and disinformation and bullshit and conspiracy theories and Alex Jones and Donald Trump's con and all the rest of it. Their cheese has fallen off their cracker. All we are doing is all we are doing is responding to that and trying to highlight the fact that that is dangerous for America. So what they do in exchange, in return, what they do in reply to all of that is to say, well, they're crazy too. They're stupid. You liberals are, you libtards are so dumb.
That's what makes
dumb.
Me crazy. Yeah. I see like Matt Lewis at the Daily Beast and he's like, you know, Americans are divided and extreme. And I'm like, motherfucker, we're not the ones that forgot the Nazis are the bad guys.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We're not the ones that are like, why can't I say the N-word? You know, we're not the ones that are trying to erode the fundamental franchise of the vote, you know, to the every just no, you fuckers. Of course, yeah, we're divided and we're extreme about it because you're trying to kill what is good about our country.
I mentioned the Never Trumpers a second ago. What the Never Trumpers do is they validate what we're witnessing here on the left, what we're witnessing of the Trump people, and so the existence of the Never Trumpers proves that it's not just us being ideological. It's not just us saying the usual things that we say as liberals about conservatives. The Never Trumpers add validation to that because they also see it. They also see their party being destroyed from within. They also see the conservative movement being bastardized with these conspiracy theories and election denying and insurrections and political violence and all the rest of it. They're observing it too. So it can't just be a consequence of us having some form of liberal bias, some sort of ideological bias. Does that make any sense?
To a certain extent. I mean, I do feel like that my experience, exactly that experience of being like constantly bullied and knowing that the ref was on the bully's side,
yeah,
has made me not question. Mm-hmm. Like I always know who the assholes are, and I always know who the cult is, and I always know who is playing the game against the rules. And
right.
Yeah, my moral compass pretty firm.
But, I'm
you know,
sure.
I mean,
I mean, I think you can say that about all of us. It's hard sometimes when you're hearing very serious people go, well, you're just screaming the same as they're just screaming. You know, it's just like, oh, fuck. No. That's not the case. Empirically, the Trump people are out of their fucking minds. Empirically, you can prove it. It's an objective fact. They've lost their spadoinkle.
Yeah.
They do not live righteous lives. Mm-hmm. You know, Herschel Walker's family was terrified of him.
Yep.
And like had to move apparently 6 times in 6 months because they were under direct threat of their lives.
And Christian Walker is no fucking liberal.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination, this kid is a hardcore conservative. He's gay. It's weird, but whatever. He's no
just
friend
contrary.
To libs. Well, yeah, that too. But I mean, he's a conservative as far as we know. And for him to come out like this, he's pissed.
Yeah, he is. Well, that also,
I don't blame him.
Again,
but
that,
also
that,
like, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and these people. Like,
honey, she's
these,
not
like,
going to be green for much longer.
Caligula lives that they have, taking junkets with strippers to Bermuda with a pot legalization activist. Like, where are the family values? Like, where, I mean, you guys, it just, that's what's making me feel really gaslit, is that, like, no, you cannot use religion as a human shield right now.
Well, especially when they lie about it.
I have a very serious question here. Did we do a second break? Have we?
No, we have not.
No, we have not done a second break.
Oh, God damn it. We're late for a break. We got to take another break here. Things are getting out of control. All right. back with more show.
We'll be right back, folks.
Back with more show right after this.
Bob Seska plays more music.
It feels like Fleetwood Mac. I already love it.
Yeah.
It's 11:45 in the middle of the week, and a chill is running through the air. As I make my way down a dark side street, lighting up a cigarette, and I sit here behind the wheel.
Oh, one of my favorite albums of the last 5 years or so. This is Young Guns, Silver Fox. And their amazing yacht rock. This album, AM Waves. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the backseat of my parents' Chrysler. Like, and we're going to Shakey's. You
it
know?
Is.
Like, I mean,
this
is like freeze-dried essence of 70s. It's
I know. I can't describe it thoroughly enough. If you pick up the AM Waves album by Young Gun Silver Fox, I got a link in the description under this episode at bobseska.com. You will love every song on this album. It is like it is torn from 1979. It is a brilliant album and so many memorable songs. This, I mean, when I say it's one of the greatest albums of the last 5 years, I'm not making that up. I'm not exaggerating. Young Guns,
I
want
to talk to
Bones.
Them. I want to know if they have, like, done all this on tube amps and stuff, because it, I mean, because unless they have, like, a on their particular digital audio workstation, they have, like, a 70s, like,
I know.
Processor or something. Because it really does sound like real amps with real tubes and analog tape.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
that's just it.
And Waves. What's the name of the band again?
It's called, the band is called Young Gun Silver Young Gun. Fox. Yeah. There's two members of the band, Young Silver Gun Fox. And the other member is Silver Fox. And the album is called AM Waves. It is younggunsilverfox.bandcamp.com.
Awesome.
And they've got a bunch of different albums out there. A couple of albums that have come out since AM Waves that sadly I don't have permission to play. But I do have permission to play the songs off of AM Waves, which is all I need because it is a goddamn genius album. All right, moving along here. More Republicans died of COVID after the vaccine rollout than Democrats.
Yeah. Let's go, Darwin!
Yeah, exactly.
I am not surprised at all. That completely was obvious.
It almost sounded like you were going to say, not surprised at all, bip, bip.
Bip, bip.
We have to keep our country gate.
Right.
I mean, honestly, we were talking about this 2 years ago when on Stephanie's show and on this show. It's like, we're trying to help you. Mask up, kids, before vaccines. We were like, just do this and this will go away faster, or just get vaccinated once that came out a year ago. So it's like, seriously? Republicans died? Shocking.
We're too selfish.
These grieving families need to sue Fox News is what they need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't sue Donald because of stupid laws. But they should sue Fox News and any right-wing radio that they were listening to and all that bullshit. Yeah, absolutely.
But overall, the excess death rate for Republicans was 76% higher than the excess death rate for Democrats in this study. The gap in excess death rates between Republicans and Democrats is concentrated in counties with low vaccination rates and only materializes after vaccines became widely available. The researchers predicted the trend will continue, writing, quote, if these differences in vaccination by political party affiliation persist, then the higher excess death rate among Republicans is likely to continue through the subsequent stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, unquote. And they add here, notably, the United States remains the only wealthy nation to have widely distributed COVID-19 vaccinations that has had more deaths after the vaccinations became available. Congratulations, American.
People are fucking stupid.
Congratulations, you lazy bastards.
Well, I feel like this story should lead everything right now.
Yeah.
Well, and shouldn't Republicans go, wait a minute, hold the phone. Shouldn't we get these people vaccinated because they're dying?
No, they're owning the libs. See, that's their
by
upside
dying,
down.
That's awesome.
Yes, they're owning the libs by dying.
Let's not forget long COVID that happens too. So even those Republicans that have survived a COVID problem, they could have long COVID, which means they can't get to the polls because they're suppressing the vote by not having mail-in balloting be easy.
That's right. And they're certainly not going to get the new bivalent vaccinations for the variants.
I cannot wait to get mine.
Yeah. I'm all set up with mine, thank God. But this just continues and continues and continues. This is always going to be a thing now because we're just too self-indulgent. We're too selfish. We have no mind on society, the societal implications of our laziness and our fear and our susceptibility to disinformation. This is all
selfishness.
Shit. Yeah, that in and of itself is a plague. The plague of disinformation has worsened the plague.
Yep.
Staggering. Meantime, the Trump team has asked the Supreme Court to allow the special master to look at classified documents, which is more delay. But don't worry, the grand jury is already looking at the classified documents, continuing its investigation, so that's fine. And with the Supreme Court thing, Trump's legal team has asked the court to allow the special master to review classified documents that the federal agents seized from Trump's estate in Florida, but they did not ask the justices, the Supreme Court, to prevent the Justice Department from using the documents as part of a criminal investigation. So the investigation can continue. Ultimately, don't worry about this.
That's a weird thing. You'd think he would want them prevented from that. That's interesting.
I know. The only thing to worry about, again, as I said, is the delay. That's right. The problem here, because there's a finite amount of time here, and I don't trust American voters to make the right choices either in November or November 2 years from now. I don't trust American voters to say, oh, yeah, you know what? These Republicans are a goddamn mess. Remember all the awfulness? Yeah, fuck it. We should just do them again. Let's have more Republicans. And that's what I'm concerned about. And that Republican president will inevitably pardon Donald Trump. So there is a time.
I don't think so.
Mm. Not if he dies first.
No, and I don't think so, because that makes if he's pardoned, that means he can run again. And so I've been convinced by David Shockett that they don't want him anywhere near them again. So if he were convicted of a crime, that man is not getting pardoned by a president, the Republican president, because he could run again if he were alive.
Yeah, far be it for me to disagree with David Shockett. But
because he's very smart.
I mean, he is very smart, and that's a fact. But let's look at the timeline here. Let's say Ron DeSantis wins in 2024, inaugurated in January of 2025. Then Ron DeSantis runs for a second term, so 8 years after 2025. Yeah. How old is Donald Trump going to be?
411 billion.
Suffice to say, he'll be way too old at that point to run. Because we're talking about, 10 years from now? Donald Trump is almost 80. So Donald Trump running for president at age 90?
He'd do it just to fuck with us.
I don't know. But can you imagine? Can you imagine the meltdown?
To keep our country gate.
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot.
It'd be better. See, it would be funny.
It would be a hilarious campaign to follow. That is true. I mean, just for the comedy alone. But that got us into 2016. Yeah,
It did. No, I never thought that was funny. I thought that was frightening.
Yeah. Meantime, a federal appeals court has granted the Justice Department's request to expedite its challenge of the appointment of a special master to review the documents recovered by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago. Last week, the Justice Department has asked the Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit to fast-track its appeal, saying its inability to access the non-classified documents was impeding their investigation. Trump, meanwhile, has publicly claimed that one reason the FBI found boxes of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago was because federal workers were responsible for packing up the White House. But we also found out that Trump himself packed one of the boxes.
Sounds like a lot of work for him, though.
No, I don't think he actually packed it. I think he said, like, put that there. Move the couch over here, move the couch over there. It was very much, put those there, Melania. Mm-hmm. Baron, can you do that for me? I mean, it's real that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that all plays out. I'm not overly concerned about the court wrangling at this point, other than the delay process. So I think we're still in okay shape as far as that goes. I mean, even with the other thing, even with asking the Supreme Court to allow the special master to review the classified documents, it's going to go to Clarence Thomas because he's in charge of the 11th Circuit. Well, not in charge of, but he has jurisdiction over the 11th Circuit.
He's so above board. He's so respected and above board.
By the book.
Oh, yeah. But even
he's a great jurist.
Even if Clarence Thomas does recommend this to the full court to take a look at, the court so far hasn't decided in Trump's favor in other similar circumstances. So Trump hasn't fared well in these other emergency applications, including his attempt to prevent White House documents from being handed over to the House committee investigating Jan 6, and also his bid to avoid disclosure of his financial records. So the Supreme Court has not ruled in Trump's favor, even with the 6-3 conservative majority. So that is making me breathe a little easier. Of course, anything can happen, and the Supreme Court is not trustworthy whatsoever, especially because it's got 3 Supreme Court justices appointed by this person that they would be ruling on. And
but remember, 2 of them were appointed when the election shit got up there. So.
Right, right. And finally, Merrick Garland might investigate the threats against Children's Hospital. 3 major medical associations have asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate and prosecute people who are threatening violence against children's hospitals and physicians that provide gender-affirming health care. These organizations, I think the names, American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, and the Children's Hospital Association wrote to Garland on Monday. Their demands come amid a spate of threats against doctors and institutions that provide medical care for transgender kids. We're talking about Matt Walsh, who, by the way, is number 8 in news and politics podcasts, right? You know, the Rachel Maddow Show is number 15. Just to give you an idea of how popular Matt Walsh is as a podcaster.
I think there are bots involved here.
I agree. In
some way that they're pumping those numbers, because he's just not that mainstream.
I agree.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always that possibility. I've hypothesized that for a long time now, that they're buying downloads, which you can do. There's a website. It's very easy to find. You just Google buy downloads, buy podcast downloads, and there's a site where you can go. You can buy thousands of podcast downloads for very little money in a relative sense. And I'm sure the entire Ben Shapiro Daily Wire network is doing that with all of their hosts, because they have this unlimited flow of cash that doesn't happen on the left. Cliff and I talked about this yesterday. There is no grand financier. As much as the Republicans like to scream about George Soros, there are no Soros checks on the left.
My checks keep getting projection. Lost.
Yeah.
It's pure projection.
It is absolutely pure projection. And I am 1,000% confident that so many of their numbers are artificially inflated.
Yeah.
Whether it's their follower accounts or follower counts on Twitter and social media and so on, or their downloads on...
A friend of mine did that for me for free, my first MySpace account. Totally just inflated the numbers on our MySpace account initially. Yeah.
I just can't believe that anyone would voluntarily listen to Ben Shapiro's voice for pleasure.
Listen to him, he's gross.
Like, it's this chipmunk little on crack, just the chattering.
Yeah.
It's logorrhea. I don't know.
It sounds
like
Mark
Levin have voices for mime.
It sounds like
totally.
It sounds like you're automatically listening to his podcast at 1.5 or 2 times speed, which you can do on most podcast players. You can do that. I know a lot of people listen to this show.
Your brain absorbs information at a higher rate.
Yes.
When you do that, which is weird.
Yeah, I know a lot of people listen to this show at 1.5 times speed, which is...
I don't.
Yeah. But if we talk real slowly...
Slow, then we'll sound normal.
It'll sound like they turned it off. And then they'll be so confused.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
And it's a strategic place up there.
That sounds normal. That sounds normal to them. All right. The Shadow Docket's coming up next on our Patreon page, bobsuskashow.com. Sign up now. $5 a month gets you 2 Shadow Docket shows every week, one after the Tuesday show, one after the Thursday show. And as we've been saying, stand by. When we're done talking here, when this theme music is done playing, we're going to play both the brand new single from Three Mind Blight, as well as that amazing track Midnight in Richmond by Young Gun Silver Fox from the album AM Waves. Okay. So stick around. More shows still to come, even on the free portion of the show. But on the Shadow Docket, we're going to talk about the latest from Alex Jones's Damages Trial, his newest Damages Trial, the second of 3, plus Elon Musk and the Twitter shit. That's all I have to say about
it. I heard
that
his backers have caved.
I heard that too. Yeah. There may be some good news on that front. Plus, we're going to check in with Troth Central.
Truth Central.
Yeah. See what's going on over there. Some bad news on the horizon for Troth Central.
But Devin Nunez seems so competent and like such a go-getter.
All right. Bye, folks. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Take me away and break my chains. Teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children without parental consent. No, nobody has to have parental consent. And we will totally oppose the Biden administration. This administration, the Biden administration.
More fun, more music, the Bob Seska Show.
Street, lighting up a cigarette.
Well, that was some weird shit.